Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
And if your hand causes you to sin, and if your foot causes you to sin, and if your eye causes you to sin, then rid yourself of them. This is a frightening gospel, but it's not frightening because of the amputation or mutilation imagery that our Lord uses. It's frightening for the same reason that the epistle reading is frightening, because we can apparently have it all together with no missing pieces, everything in place, and be missing the main point of our life. St. James says this, the Psalm says the same thing as well. Our Lord tells us that even though you have two eyes that see and hands that feel and feet that walk, a body sound and sleek, as the Psalm says, you could be using them to see and touch the wrong things or to go to the wrong places. In pursuit of what? Happiness, which is the point or the goal of our lives. Happiness as defined by God and not by us, though. And that's where we go wrong. And this quest of our lives is an attempt to solve the question asked in Psalm 4, what shall bring us happiness, many say? And how you choose to answer that question tells the story of your life. What shall bring me happiness? Where you go, what you want to see, the goals you set for yourself, what you consider gratifying, these are the points at which we seek a godly happiness, or one that is strictly of this world and cannot go beyond it. And at some point, all of us have probably answered that question badly, what we thought true happiness was. And even now, we might have something that needs to be cut off or thrown away or abandoned because our pursuit is not entirely a godly one. In the Gospels, our Lord asks his disciples questions that reflect their use of their eyes and their hands and feet. What are you looking for? He says. What are you looking for? What do you seek? Or why are you going along sad? Or how much bread do you have in hand? And in each case, something very important happens to the disciple. They're made to reflect on why they're doing what they're doing. Why are they seeking what they are seeking? And in all of the examples that we have in the Gospels, they arrive at the right conclusion eventually. But these are questions that we really have to ask ourselves frequently. What are we seeking? And if I'm going along sad, is it because I'm seeking the wrong things and getting the bitterness of that? Although we would all acknowledge that happiness is ultimately seeing God as he is in heaven forever, our pathway to that vision can become crooked. In the Office of Readings this week, Ecclesiastes has been telling us that practically everywhere we turn, we miss the point of life. We find only emptiness or vanity in things that seem to promise so much. He tries one thing after another, and each thing is a dead end. And we understand that. We understand this man. If we take a look at all of the things that we've ever been passionately interested in, or devoted to, or followed closely, or put our energy toward, and then put that list beside the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll find that there is nothing new under the sun. we make the same mistakes. And if we don't have the Lord Jesus before us, in our eyes and in our hearts, we will continue that crooked journey. If the main point of life is happiness, a godly happiness, then whenever people go wrong, it always means taking a shortcut to happiness. Because we recognize that the type of happiness that God wants for us is not cheaply bought, and paying the high price for it is something that costs us everything. It's a self-gift. It's sacrifice. It's patient endurance. It is poverty. It is purity. It is humility. It is all of the things that don't come easily to fallen people. They're not fun. And yet we're only fulfilled when we're living that way. We can get deceived by appearances. And so Scripture tells us, don't envy sinners. Don't say they are free from the burdens of life. They are not afflicted like others. They are so happy. It's easy to get taken in. But the Lord, who is our happiness, He is the one who teaches us each moment what to do with our eyes and what to do with our hands and what to do with our feet. He can guide them into the way of true happiness, to beatitude. We have to do battle daily with these very things. In the heat of the battle with our eyes and our hands and our feet, we have to repeat, I say to the Lord, You are my God. My happiness lies in You alone. That should be our refrain and our prayer as we struggle to do all of the difficult but beautiful things that the Lord Jesus asks of us, to recite and to pray, You are my God. My happiness lies in You alone.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.